Chris Carlson, UF Associate Director of Facility Support, pointed excitedly at dark mounds of guano, bat poop, on the ground below one of UF's bat houses at Field and Fork Farm and Gardens. "This is breaking news," he told me. This particular house, House 3, had been empty since it was built in 2017. There are two other houses that are currently occupied by a colony of bats estimated to have numbers peaking around 500,000. According to the Florida Museum website, UF's bat colony is the largest in the world that lives in bat houses, which are designed to hold around 750,000 bats. That wasn't a problem until this summer, when Anna Prezia, Hitchcock Field and Fork Program Director and Alachua County Commissioner, discovered that House 1, built in 1991, was falling apart. Carlson told me that, at first, staff attempted to repair it, but the urine and guano from the bats kept eating away at the older sections of wood. Two sections of House 1's bottom have fallen in, and a newly added support beam props up one of the walls. Shelley Johnson, UF Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences State Specialized Agent in Natural Resources, said a hurricane or tornado could knock it down soon. In the midst of hurricane season, which ranges from June 1st to November 30th, House 1's state presents a real danger. But the bats don't know that. So, as Johnson told me, a UF team of conservationists, biologists, and construction workers has taken on the task of convincing part of the colony to move into a house it's ignored up until now. Rehoming them isn't as easy as just picking them up and moving them to House 3, she said. Aside from the fact that there could be hundreds of thousands inside House 1, she said bats also have the freedom to make their homes where they want.
This is the other thing that people don't always really get, is they have to want to move. And so even with people's personal homes, they're like, put up a bat house and they think, oh, the bats will just move in there. They are, you know, they have little brains of their own and little wings of their own and eyes of their own, and they kind of decide where they want to go.
Carlson says it would be ideal to tear House 1 down and rebuild, but they can't do that until the bats move to House 3. As of Thursday afternoon, Carlson estimates more than 1,000 bats have been moved into House 3, only a small fraction of the colony.
We're really excited about this.
Yeah, for sure.
Because the biggest thing is the bats don't want to move. They want to stay together as a maternal colony.
Right.
And they want to just stick together. But as you can see, the condition of the original bat house is falling down.
If the group of bats in House 1 doesn't move out before it collapses, there's a possibility they could make new homes in other UF structures, Johnson said. She also said that Brazilian free-tailed bats, the species that makes up the majority of the colony, can fit into spaces an inch wide. This means they could crawl into attics, gutters, and other small spaces across campus, she said.
And so we want the bats to move out, but also we don't want the bats to move into another building on campus where they won't be very welcomed.
Verity Mathis, Florida Museum Mammals Collections Manager, is the museum representative consulted by the UF team working on the issue. She said that her concern is the bats moving into some place that could be problematic, like the football stadium.
That is like everybody's biggest fear. I can tell you that's what we're trying to avoid. We've had a lot of meetings and with, you know, like pest management facilities, and yeah, that is the biggest concern, is that they will take up residence.
Originally, she said that the bat colony lived in the UF Percy Beard Track and Field Stadium in the 1980s. Building House 1 in 1991 was an attempt at a kind of pest control, which took 3 years. At the time, there was a combined effort of repelling the bats from the stadium and physically taking them to House 1. Now, the bats are studied by professors and graduate students. Their guano is used to fertilize the Field and Fork gardens surrounding the bat houses. And every night, around 15 minutes past dusk, nearly 500,000 bats fly out for the night to hunt, a spectacle that students and Gainesville residents have come to watch for years. Recently, Carlson and his construction team added a landing board and a long piece of plywood inside a corner of House 3 to provide more space for the bats to crawl inside. No one can be sure what caused the bats to move in Thursday, he said, but he and Bradley Files, UF Pest Management Coordinator, have discussed putting in more landing boards in the rest of the house. The time and resources it has taken to aid the bats with their move paid off on Thursday, Carlson said. He also said that once the bats settle in, they can start making plans to rebuild House 1 so the colony can grow even more. Sienna Duncan, The Independent Florida Alligator.